We cannot hear you, Kalpesh ji.
Now you can hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Thank you.
Om
Namah Panini Katyayana Patanjali Bhya Shabda Vidya Sampradaya Kartrubhya Param Rishibhyo Namo Mahadhyo Namo Gurubhya Yena Akshara Samamnayam Adigamya Maheshwarat Krutsnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Panina Yenamaha Vakyakaram Vararuchim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutra Karancha Pranato Asmi Munitrayam. Okay. So we got a new infuse of information. What you can do is, let us see if I can do it here. One second. I'm trying to bring you the location. On the website. I'm sure you guys can see it now. This is the tinyurl.com/AVGSanskrit-2020. I'm sure all of you have access to this. If you go there, I have another directory created here called Handouts. Okay, you can go to that Handouts directory, and there I have added some of the PDFs that we generally use for these classes. Okay, very useful for beginners, especially very useful. We will try to provide some printouts also here. We'll distribute some printouts here. But folks, our friends who are online can take a look at these. This is the prayer that we have. Okay. And then if you go there, you will find a pronunciation guide. Sthanas. What is pronunciation guide? It is basically is telling you what are the guttural sounds, what are the palatal sounds. Right? What are the cerebral? These are varnas. Dantya varna. Okay? Labial compounds. Compound, they are diphthongs. Okay? And how are they pronounced and so forth, right? This is a... and you also have an equivalent of English equivalent here. Can you see that? Okay? Like, ka is like in skate. The ka. Kha is like in blockhead. Blockhead. When you join it together, blockhead. And KH will give you the kha. Ga is like in gate. Ga is like in log hut. Log hut. You see? Okay. With the mask, it is so difficult to see your expression. You say yes, no. Yeah. So this is the pronunciation guide. Then this is a good one, is Thana. Thana tells you what sounds are at what locations. Are you able to see it? What is the back bench there? Okay. So this tells you what. Okay, one second. Let me see. It's not coming for the live stream, you're saying? I've unplugged and replugged the HDMI. Okay. No, it is exactly identical. Same. Can you check your cables here? Because I think this is coming on the television here. Live stream is not catching it probably. We'll just wait for a minute. Okay, tell me if you need me to do anything. I'm sharing it correctly, like a same port. No.
Okay.
You want me to connect it there somewhere or? Friends online, we are waiting for the connectivity for live stream. Just please bear with us. Okay, that's fine. That is the nearest one. You might want to try that one. Yeah, whatever works. So the feed from the computer here goes to a box and it comes there, and they need to share it to all the television and live stream. The feed to the live stream is not going in. So it's going to the television. So probably they have to figure out why it's not going to the live stream. What they will do as an alternative is try to connect the camera to one of the screens so that the live stream feed can get what we are showing on the screen here. Okay, we are done. We'll start. Good? Okay. So we'll start again. Now, they're seeing it on the live stream, they're saying. Okay, that's because what is being shown on the live stream now, Sabrina, is they're showing it from the television. Okay, we are good to go. So these are the sthanas. Sthanas as in terms of where the guttural sound is originates from, where the palatal, talu, murdha, the head, danta is the base of the teeth, danta, and labial sounds are at the lips. Okay, so what sound, right? Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma, right? And there's something called upadmaniya. That sound originates at the lips. Okay, so take a look at these handouts. There are some shlokas for phonetic shlokas. Phonetic shlokas means there are shlokas for the various phonetic aspects. You know, these are, I don't know if you can see it. Let me zoom in. Okay. So these, they show you that this is how you memorize them. Akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha, ichuyashanam talu, ruturashanam murdha, virtulasanam dantaha. You can memorize it at your pace whenever you want to. But this will tell you what letter is at what location, sthana. For example, nasika, anuswarasya. Anuswara is nasika. Nyamanganana nam nasika cha, vakarasya dantoshtam. Vakara is only one letter, which is danta and oshtha. Danta oshtam. Okay, some of these letters are not visible. I'll try to fix them. Okay. Then in this you will also find, in this directory, so very tiny, okay, but if you look into this, it is a table, a quick access table that tells you the declension that are available in the Shabdamanjari. Okay, for akaranta, what is the one for ikaranta? Strilinga, ikaranta, pumlinga. Okay, so it's a one page where you can access it. I would say that you take print out of those and keep it with you, and it'll be very easy for your reference. And then as you practice it again and again, you will pseudo memorize it. Okay. Take a look. Even for the dhatus, there are two dhatus. One is bhu dhatu and ed dhatu. The various lakaras, so that all the forms for those various lakaras are given. Okay. So that was a tour of what we have as additional documentation. And some of the printouts we will provide you here. Okay. Siddhisadhye satamastu. Prasadatasya dhurjatehe. Janvi phenale keva. Yanmurdhni shashinakkala. Okay. So this is our verse. We were doing the verse here. This one is what we were doing last time. Let me get the notes out. Today is class number 8. Okay, I'm sure our friends are able to see it online. Let us say this verse. Vidya Shastrasya Shastrasya. It is a tongue twister. Vidya, let me pull the other one. Okay. Vidya Shastrasya Shastrasya Dve Vidye Pratipattaye Adya Hasyaya Vriddhatve Dvitiya Adriyate Sada. Okay, Padachera. To break up the words, Vidya Shastrasya, Shastrasya, Dve, Vidye, Pratipattaye, Adya, Hasyaya, Vriddhatve, Dvitiya, Adriyate. So it is Dvitiya, Adriyate. Okay, Adriyate, Sada. Okay, so that is the verse that we are looking at. This verse again is eulogizing the knowledge. Okay, now let us just go back to our document. Okay, what is this verse telling us? It is telling us that Vidya is of course knowledge. Okay, Vidya is of Shastra. Shastra means weapons that are used to hold and fight. Okay, if it is a weapon that is thrown, for example an arrow which leaves, right, it's not, you don't hold the arrow and fight, the arrow is left, or a spear or any of those, anything that is thrown is called Astra, whereas things that are held to fight is called Shastra. Okay, so the Shastra, Vidya of Shastra. So Shastrasya Vidya, the sixth case here is connecting to Vidya. Okay, Shastrasya Vidya, and then Shastrasya Vidya. Shastra is sacred text. Okay, so there are two types of Vidya. He is giving you that there are two types of Vidya. There could be other types of Vidya also, but he wants them to rhyme. Shastra and Shastra. Okay, so he's saying Shastrasya, Shastrasya. Shastrasya, Shastrasya, Cha is brought in. In the original verse, Cha is not there. I've brought in the Cha there. Okay, so that Cha means, Cha is actually a conjunct. It is used to join two sentences. So you will say Shastrasya Vidya and Shastrasya Vidya. Okay, that and is represented by Cha. Okay? Yes? No? Backbenchers, you are paying attention? Okay. Shastrasya and Shastrasya. Okay? So there are two Vidyas. This is what he is saying. Shastrasya Vidya and Shastrasya Vidya. Dve Vidye, there are two Vidyas. Pratipattaye, Pratipattihi means to acquire. Okay, and Pratipattaye is fourth case of to acquire, which means for acquirement. Pratipattihi means acquirement, and Pratipattaye means for the purpose of acquirement. Okay, so for acquiring, what happens? For acquiring, there are two Vidyas. What are the Vidyas? Shastrasya Vidya and Shastrasya Vidya. Dve Vidye, two Vidyas. Dve is two. Dve Vidye Pratipattaye. Okay, then he is qualifying it further. Adya is the earlier or the prior. Between Shastra and Shastra, which is Adya, Shastra is Adya. Adya is not time-wise Adya. In what is being told, the prior, in that sequence, Shastra is said and then Shastra is said. So Shastra Vidya, that is Adya. Adya is Akaranta Strilinga. Adya, the earlier. Adyaha is Akaranta Pumlinga. Okay. Adya is Akaranta Strilinga because it is qualifying Vidya. Adya Vidya, the earlier Vidya. Okay. Adya Vidya, Hasyaya Vriddhatve. Okay. Gachati. You can say Bhavati or Asti or Gachati. So Adya Vriddhatve Hasyaya. That means that the earlier Vidya, that is Shastra Vidya, on old age, Vriddhatve means in old age. Saptami of Vriddhatvam. So Vriddhatva. Vriddha means old. Vriddhatva means the characteristic of being old, which is old age. Vriddhatve is Saptami, seventh case. Okay? Like Vane, Vanam Vane Vanani. It's a neuter. Okay? So Vriddhatvam is also neuter. So the locative singular of Vriddhatva is Vriddhatve. Okay? Am I making sense? Last? Okay. So Vriddhatve means seventh case of Vriddhatva, and that Vriddhatve means in old age. What is it in old age? In old age, Hasyaya. It is ridiculed. What is ridiculed? Has means to laugh, by the way. It is laughed upon. That means that if you have Shastra Vidya, if you have the knowledge of weapon and other things, right? When you grow old, what will you do with that? That is what he's trying to say. What will you do with the Shastra Vidya when you grow old? Because you might not be able to lift up a sword, leave alone fight with it. Might not be able to even hold a shield, leave alone protect yourself with it, right? So the idea is that Vriddhatve, in old age is again for the body, okay? Please don't go into that discussion. So the in old age, in Vriddhatve, Adya Vidya Hasyaya, it is fit for ridicule. That means it is ridiculed upon. However, the main point comes here. Dvitiya is the second. Dvitiya Vidya Sada Adriyate. Dvitiya Vidya Sada Adriyate. So here in this, your Kriyapadam that is there in this part of the sentence is Adriyate. Adriyate means it's a Karmani Prayoga, which means it is respected. Okay? Always. Sada is always. Kada is when? Sada is always. Okay? Vidya Shastrasya Shastrasya. Dve Vidye Pratipattaye. Adya Hasyaya Vriddhatve. द्वितीया द्रियते सदा.
Excuse me, Hari Om.
Yes.
Can you share that Hindi meaning over here in the book?
English meaning? Hindi meaning. Okay. Okay, okay. Ahmad, I'll give you the link to the Hindi meaning later. Not all of us, our friends, have no Hindi. I will provide a link to the Hindi book in the this thing. But let me just bring it up for a minute. You can actually do a screen grab. Okay. Take a picture of this page. So you will have it. Okay. The knowledge of arms and that of the Shastra, these two lower conduce to glory, but the former exposes one to ridicule in old age, while the latter is ever respected. Okay? This is the meaning. I will try to, since I have got a copy of English meaning here. I'm sorry, go ahead. One second, okay? Since I have a copy of the English meaning, I will try to copy and paste here. Okay? But some of these English meanings, right, are very old English. So some of the words, even I have to understand what is it trying to say. Go ahead. What is your question online?
It's Hasyaya, right? Adya
Hasyaya,
right? There's a dir.
Yeah, you're right. Hasyaya. Okay. Yeah, yes.
So what is the usage Hasyaya over there? It's a
Hasyaya means for the purpose of laughter.
So it's the fourth case. That means, fourth case.
Yeah. Yes. Hasyaya. That is for laughter or for ridicule. Okay.
Chaturthi Vibhakti, is it?
Chaturthi Vibhakti, yes. It is Chaturthi Vibhakti. Hasyaya is Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Purpose, for the purpose of laughter. Okay. Let us see the next verse. I will cut and paste the next verse. So it is trying to tell you that there are two types of vidyas, and in this vidya, as you, when you grow old, one of the vidya is not very useful, right? Whereas the vidya of the Shastra, he started with saying that vidya is good for you, vidya dadati vinayam, right? So it is eulogizing the vidya, but now it is saying that which vidya? The vidya of the Shastra. Okay. Here, this is the next verse. Yanna vebhajane lagnaha. Yanna vebhajane lagnaha. Samskaro nanyatha bhavet. So even if you don't know how to say it, just listen to what I'm saying and try to say it along with it. Okay? Just practice it and say it as loud as possible with the mouth covered. Okay? Yanna vebhajane lagnaha. Yeah, there are two nakaras there, right? So yan nave. So the way to say that is you say yan, then nave. Yanna vebhajane lagnaha. Samskaro nanyatha bhavet. Katha chalena balanam. Nitis tadriha kathyate. Nitis tadriha kathyate. Okay, very nice. Okay, so let us break down this verse. Yan is actually yat. Yan is yat. Yat, it's an indeclinable yat. Or you can say yad. The pratipadikam is yad. Yad or yat, both of them are fine. Yad nave. Nave. I'm sorry. I'm not writing anything. Okay. Yad nave. I'm just saying it. Bhajane. Okay. Yannave bhajane. Lagnaha. Saunskaraha. Na. Anyatha. Anyatha. Bhavet. Bhavet. Katha. Katha chalena. Okay, the chakara is an addendum. It comes. Whenever you have cha following, this chakara comes in between. It is a part of the sandhi rule. But anyway, this is a samasa. So it is katha chalena becomes katha chalena. Bala nam. Nitihi. Nitis. That sakara, when you make it as when you put a pause here, it becomes a visarga. Nitihi. Tad iha kathyate. Okay, so bhavet and kathyate are two verbs. They are two akhyata. So we'll look at the first akhyata. Okay. So you must have seen in when I don't know if at all you have done that, is basically when they create a cement block, okay, you imprint your hand in it, isn't it? Why do they do that? Like when you are making it, is like as kids we used to do that. Some concrete block, you imprint your hand in it. Similarly, if a vessel made out of clay, right, a pot like vessel, if that, while that vessel is made, while it is being made, it is new, fresh and new, right, not dried yet. In that new vessel, if at all you make some prints, you follow? In a new vessel, if you make some prints, then those prints that you put there, they will not disperse, they will remain. You follow? The prints that are made on a new vessel, when the vessel is being made, those prints will remain. They will sustain. The cement prints will remain. They won't go away. That is what is being said by the first statement. Yet, those nave bhajane lagnaha samskaraha. Those on a new vessel, okay, the lagnaha is a past participle, which means impressions. Whatever is impressed. You see, when you mark it, you impress your hand. So that is lagnaha. That lagnaha, that impression that you make, it becomes a part of it, right? Na anyatha bhave. Anyatha means otherwise. Otherwise means it's removal. It existence is there. The existence of the mark will remain. The non-existence of the mark will not happen. Na anyatha bhavet. That is the meaning of na anyatha bhavet. That means that the mark that is impressed on something that is anew, fresh, right? That mark remains for a long time. It won't go. Make sense? Okay. Then he says what? Bala nam. Bala nam. You understood that statement, right? Yeah, go ahead. Bhavet means it be. Actually, it is not bhavet, it is na bhavet. So the sentence would be anyatha na bhavet. It will not become otherwise. That means it will not lose the impressions. Okay. A new vessel, that is when it has just been made, and when you impress on it, those impressions will remain. Those impressions will not go. It will not be otherwise. Similarly, he is saying, Bala nam, of the young children. Now you see the comparison? A new vessel and is being compared with kids. Bala nam. Okay, kids. Chala means in the disguise. Vyaja. Chala, chala means disguise. Katha chalena. That means through the disguise of katha. Katha means story. Okay. In with the guise of story. Or in the disguise of story. Of the children. Okay. Niti is let us say, is good conduct. Right? We talked about this Niti Shastra. Okay. Tadiha kathyate. That Niti Shastra is now being told. Now you make the simile. Just like when a new vessel you have and you make impressions on those vessels, and those impressions will not cease to exist. Similarly, with kids, by means of using stories, if you give them impressions in their mind of good conduct, these impressions will not go away. They will remain with the kids. You follow? So yannave bhajane is the vessel. On new vessel, lagnaha samskaraha. The ornaments in the form of impressions, na anyatha bhavet, they will otherwise not disappear. Similarly, katha chalena banana. Similarly, of the kids, the stories, right? The stories that you tell them, okay, by guise, in the guise of the stories, in the disguise of the stories, the niti shastra that you tell them, nitihi, that niti becomes the impressions, na anyatha bhavet. Those niti impressions also will not go. Tad means that niti shastra. Tad is referring to that niti shastra. Iha means in this text. Iha means here. And here means what? In this text. Katsyate is being told. Okay? Let us see what is the English meaning that we have. As an impression made upon a raw earthen pot can undergo no change afterwards. So, following the same principle, in this work, the science of conduct or policy is taught to youth under the guise of stories. So, guise of stories will be katha chala. Okay? Now, let us just take a couple of small look at what is the tenses. Nave bhajane. Means on new vessels. Nava is new. Bhajana is vessels. Bhajana, or where the word comes, it is something that is burnt. These are earthen pots. You put them in the clint, the fire, and then they become hard. Right? That is what bhajana. Lagnaha is a mark. Samskaraha is impressions. Na is no. Anyatha is otherwise. Bhavet. That means the impressions will not go. Katha chalena. That is tritiya vibhakti. Chala chalena. Okay. That is tritiya vibhakti. The tritiya is instrumental. With the stories or using the stories. Okay. Or through the stories. Through the stories. Through the story disguise. Katha chala. Katha is story, disguise is chala. Chalena means through the, with the, okay? Using the, that is the meaning of the instrumental case there. We saw in nominative is subject usually, okay? Dvitiya is accusative. Then tritiya here is meaning as using, with it being one of the mechanisms, one of the means, karna. So karne tritiya, bala nam, of the boys, balaha, okay, are boys, young kids, and that is the nava, the new. He's relating that with new. Okay, he's telling you you cannot teach an old person new tricks. It's not what he wants to say. He's just trying to say for a new person, for a new baby or a new kid, you use stories and teach them or give them impressions, and those impressions, good impressions, will remain for the rest of their life. The sixth case, Balaha, you have to see that, okay? It is like Ramavat. Like Ramavat, like Balaha Bala, Rama Nam, like that, it will become Bala Nam. Okay, you keep Sabdamanjari in front of you, or take a printout of that page that I told you earlier, right? And you always refer to it. If you know sixth case, good enough. If you don't know sixth case, you take a look at it. Sorry to ask you to share Hindi meaning. You please follow through the class. I will send you the book itself, Amma, the Hindi book, okay? Yannave bhajane lagnaha samskaro nanyatha bhave kathat chalena balanam nitihi tad iha kathyate. Then you stay with me. Yannave bhajane lagnaha samskaro nanyatha bhave kathat chalena balanam nitis Neetistaddiha kathyate. Okay, let me send a link to the Hindi text that I have online, okay? To our friends online. Hindi text. Okay? Let us do one more verse. Okay. Mitralabhas suhrit bhedaha. Okay, let me cut paste. Sorry. I keep forgetting this the sequence. Just turn the page, right? We'll turn the page to a new chapter. Okay, can you say with me? Mitralabhas suhrit bhedaha. Okay, I take the Hindi here because the other one has got breaks in between. So this Hindi book, the writing is a little clearer than the other ones. Panchatantrat tatha anyasmat. So panchatantrat tatha anyasmat. Okay, let us go slow, okay? Panchatantrat tathanyasmat. Okay, it is a dakara here, but when you pause it, usually you tend to say takara. Ta, not da. Okay, so panchatantrat, similarly, panchatantrat tathanyasmat.
Please go from start. We didn't do second
part. Okay, you want to go over from the start because you could not see it earlier. Mitralabhas suhrit bhedaha. I cannot hear from there. Louder. Mitralabhas suhrit bhedaha. Vikrahasandhirevacha. Did it change? One second. Vigrahasandhirevacha. Okay, that's correct. Panchatantrat tathanyasmat. Granthad akrishya likhyate. Okay, let us do the padachheda. Mitralabha. Suhrut Bhedaha. When you break it up, this will become Suhrut Bhedaha. Visarga. The Bhedo will become Bhedaha. Vigraha. Sandhi. Sandhi. Evacha. Do I need to type this or just saying is good? Saying is good? Okay. Panchatantrat. Panchatantrat. Tatha. You don't need to say that. That is fine. Tatha. Anyasmat. Anyasmat. Okay, let me break that up. Okay, this is a little bit involved. So, Mitra Labha. Suhrud Bhedaha. Vigraha. Vigraha. It's not Vigraha. 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 Okay. Sandhihi. Eva. Pancha tantrat tatha anyasmat granthat akrishya likhyate. Okay, so that is your padachheda. Four topics are being talked about. Mitra labha. Mitra is friend. Labha means acquiring. Acquisition. So acquisition of friend. Friend acquisition. Okay. It's a topic. It's a name of a chapter. This is talking about the Hitopadesha consisting four chapters. First chapter is Mitra Labha. Second chapter is Suhrud Bhedaha. Suhrud is again friend. Like Mitra is a friend. Mitra is a friend. Friend. Suhrud is a good well-wisher. Well-wisher is a friend, of course. But Suhrud means a well-wisher. He's a friend. Suhrud Bhedaha. Suhrud Bhedaha means separation. Friend separation. What is friend separation? That is the name of the second chapter of this book that we are going to study called Hitopadesha. Vigraha. Vigraha, it means war, basically. Fight, war. Sandhihi. Sandhihi is not sandhihi as in, it is very similar to that sandhihi, but here because we have war, it means reconciliation. Truce. Sandhihi. Eva cha. Eva means only. Or sometimes even. That eva is added here. In this case, it is pada purnartham. For filling up the pada. Mitra labaha. Friend acquisition. Suhrud Bhedaha, friend separation, Vigraha, war, Sandhihi, reconciliation or a truce. These are the names of the four chapters. Panchatantrat, it is fifth case. Fifth case of Panchatantra. So Panchatantra is another good book of fables, stories. Many of you must have heard about it, Panchatantra. Have you heard about Panchatantra? As of fables, they say that they are all stories are very similar. Okay. So Panchatantrat, I think the Hitopadesha contains at least 60 to 75% of the material in Hitopadesha is from Panchatantra. Panchatantrat, tatha, and also Anyasmat, from other places, from other books, good books like Panchatantra. Anyasmat, from another. Granthat. Anyasmat, granthat, from other books. So that fifth case there. What are we studying? Remember, okay, we are studying Vyakrana. So we have to look at the cases. Mitralabha, Surudbhedaha, Vigraha, Sandhihi, Evacha. So these are the four names. So they are all in nominative singular. Okay, that sentence is done. Then he's saying Panchatantrat means from Panchatantra. Fifth case. Okay. Tatha Anyasmat Granthat. From other books. Okay. Anyasmat. Anyasmat is is again the fifth case, anyasmat. Okay, and then the grantha, the fifth case of grantha is also granthat, from other books. Okay, other is actually anyas, anyaha. Anyaha is actually an adjective to granthaha, but because granthat, it becomes anyasmat, fifth case. Okay, the declension of anyasmat, you will see it in the pronouns section of the Shabdamanjari. Okay, anyasmat granthat akrishya. Okay, akrishya, krish means to plow. Okay, Krishna means, we know Lord Krishna, right? But akarshanam means to attract. Okay, so here it means that having attracted, means having taken, having drawn from these different books, anyasmat granthad akarshya, panchatrat panchatantrat api akarshya, ayam granthaha. Okay, this book likhyate, is written, is being written, or is written. Okay, yes, go ahead. Yeah, so it is granthat, granthad becomes granthat. Oh, that is okay. What you're asking is, why has somebody who has taken the pain to type out all those things online in some website, why have they done it in this way? No. That is why I'm bringing this Hindi book where the Padachida has not been done. Okay. If you look at this, this is what you have here. Okay. So this text I'm putting here, copy and paste, this text that I have is a photocopy of the book. It is not editable text. Whereas this text I have from one of the websites is an editable text. It's in Unicode format. I can just grab and put it here. Okay. Just like the English translation that I'm putting here, like this. Is also a picture. So picture, you cannot edit it. Okay. So that is, I'm not plucking from here and putting it there because I cannot edit it. So I'm bringing this information from another website. Okay. So by bringing this website from that website, that the person who has done that website has already done some sort of a padachheda there. And they've also put this dash there, which generally you won't find it in text. Meaning it's a samasa. Mitrasya lavaha or mitranam lavaha, mitra lavaha. Okay? Any question there?
Kalpeshji, I have a question.
One second, there's a question being asked here, then online. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not an indeclinable, it's a declinable. It's a pronoun though. Azar. Okay, sarvadini sarvanamani. They are called sarvanama. Sarva, uba, ubaya, datara, datama, tattva, nema, sama, sima. I'm going fast, but don't worry, when the time comes, I will go slow and explain it again to you. Okay, there you will find all these sarvanamas. Okay, so let me tell you, go to Shabdamanjari. And in Shabdamanjari, let me bring up Shabdamanjari here. Okay, I have Shabdamanjari here.
What was the question?
Okay, the question was, is anyasmad indeclinable? It is not indeclinable, because if you go to Shabdamanjari, after you do this Ajanta Halanta Strilinga Shabda, Halanta Napumsaka Linga Shabda, can you go here? Okay, one second, where is this? One second. So go to this section, right? That is fine. Yeah, so I think it is somewhere here. Sarvanama Shabda. There are 35 Sarvanama Shabdas, he says. Asmad, Yushmad, Asmad, Yad, right? In this Shabdas, you'll find Anya Shabda. The Anya Shabda, the fifth case will be Anya Smart. Okay, good homework. Okay? So, now online there's another question. Please go ahead and ask your question online.
Yeah, here says Anyasmat Granthat. If we say yes. Anya Granthat, does it make a difference in the meaning?
Yes, it doesn't make a difference in the meaning. But if you say Anya and Grantha,
right.
If you make it into type of a samasa, it is fine. But if you're going to use Anya word as its own, you have to decline that word.
Oh.
So Anya will become Anyasmat. Okay, so let me give you where. So it will be what happens, you know, it will be Anya. One second, okay. It is so easy to look up in the book.
Yes. Which page?
Give me a minute, okay.
Which page is it in the book? I'm looking
at
the book.
Yeah, you check which page is it in the book. I'm sorry. Yeah, Tasmat 64, okay. One second, okay. I will just verify it. I'm not saying 64. Let me verify first page 64 and then show you. Yeah, so he says,
smart.
Yeah, the Pratipadikam is Anyat, okay, Dakaranta. Tad Uvaya Anyad Prathama Dvitiya
Vaisham. It is on this page only, Sarvasmat. It says Anya over Evam Vidhish.
Yeah, Anya. Sarvasmat, it says Anya. Okay, it is Anya. Okay, Anya, Anya Smat. You see this one? Not Anyad, say Anya. Okay, so Anyaha Anyau. Anya, Anye, okay? Anyam, Anyau, Anyan. You follow? Like Sarva. Evam Vishwa, Datara, Datama, Pratyantaha, Ekatara, Ekatama, Anya, Anyatara, Itara, Twatvan, Twa, Nema, Sama. All of these words, okay? So Nema, Nema will become Nema Smart. Okay? Nema Smart. Nema Smai. That is actually 64, the question is asked, what is on 64? Is it Tasmat? Tasmat is actually Dakaranta Shabda. So if you had a Shabda like Anyad, then yes. Okay. Or if you have a Shabda which is Anya, Anya Shabda will be Anyasmat. Like Sarva Shabda. Okay. Let us go back again. Okay, before we end the day, let us say something. Now, I think, you know, one of our friend who is joining this class, Sheetalji, what she has done is that she's taken the, if you go to the handouts, there is actually, I don't have it here. So maybe I need to put it there. Okay, I'll not put it there. I will go ahead and put it there. But what she's done is that the Maheshwarani Sutrani and all these thanas and other things, right, which are there for those. 1 minute. Let me show you. So for the Uchcharana Sthanani, right? Varna, where do these Varnas come from, right? Kantha, Talum, Murda, Danta. It's created a table. Take a look at this table also. Okay. And all the sthanani, the sutras for sthanani are given here. The abhyantara prayatna, internal effort and external effort, bahya prayatna are also given here. Right? The abhyantara prayatna, bahya prayatna. Take a look at those. Yeah, I will upload it. I'll upload it in the same directory. Okay, before we leave, let's say akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. Sorry, not that one. Let us say ayun, okay? I'm sorry. Shamyata. I'll bring it up here. What we said yesterday. I just want you to get this, right? Ayun rilrik eong ayauch ayavarat lan nyamangananam jabai ghadadash jabagadadash kapha chata tha chatatau kapai shasasar hal iti maheshwarani sutrani. Now if you go to the handout document that I gave you, the Maheshwani Sutranis, I've given it to you in this form. Okay, so take a look at this. It talks about the Maheshwani Sutranis in that directory and also tells you what are these. Ayun are simple vowels, Rilruk are again simple vowels, right? Diphthongs. So each sutra, what do they mean? Jabha, Ghada, these are voice consonants aspirated. Okay. And that is given in that handout. Take a look at that. Om Purnamadas Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Any questions? Yeah, we will do. Now I want you to get used to the Maheshwani Sutranis, right? Today what we saw, right? Dvitiya Adriyate. Dvitiya and Adriyate, there was sandhi that happened there. I wanted to tell that, but we were in the flow of the shlokas. Let's do some shlokas also. Okay, otherwise some of our friends will say, okay, no more grammar. We'll do it. We'll have fun. Namo Namaha. Thank you, everybody. Any questions online?
Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions. Yeah, thank you.